Testing, testing. Okay, that works good. So let's go for it. Okay, so Anna, my first question for you is, what do you consider a bad golf shot?
I guess I would say when you have to penalize yourself for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always try to like look at the positive side of the shot, and most of the times when I have a tougher shot, I make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I'm not like in OB or in hazard or something,
mm-hmm.
that I don't consider it a bad shot.
Okay. So to you, it's where you literally like you get penalized to the point of it being an extra shot that counts against your score.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think your coach considers a bad shot? Because here's the thing, is like you can get really bad shots, and then you can get like a bad shot, and you can get like a miss hit. So, what do you think your coach would consider a bad shot?
Well, like in general or with me?
In general.
I think any miss from the fairway or like not making a par.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
So, what do you think a bad shot would be for you, from her perspective?
I guess missing pars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, if I miss my, if I go to the hazard with my drive, so it's like, it's gonna be hard for me to make a par, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever that affects that.
Okay. So, it's almost like when it's hard for you to recover, or almost impossible for you to recover to make a par.
Yeah, kind of thing. Exactly.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, so now, it sounds like your perception of a bad shot and your coach's perception of a bad shot for you, it's kind of the same thing.
Yes.
Understanding. Okay. So, now, in that case, let's move on. And now I'm going to ask you, how does your coach, how does she normally react when you hit a bad shot during a tournament? And so you can give me examples of what she says, what does she do? Tell me a little bit what happens when you hit a bad shot and she's there to see it.
I think she's just like, she acts like if she didn't see it. I don't know how to explain. Like, you hit it, and I, even though she knows where the ball went, she tries to like see your reaction first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, even though she, you can tell she's like mad inside, she doesn't like show it to you.
Yeah. So,
and with me, like, she knows that if she gets mad at me, I'll get mad and play worse. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't get mad at me. Like, she doesn't show it with me in the course.
Okay. So what she does, it's kind of like she stays very calm. She doesn't show expression in her face or in her body language. She doesn't say anything, you know, out of anger. So she's pretty
neutral. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you just told me that you can tell when she's mad or maybe if she's disappointed. So, how can you tell that she's, like, really mad about something? How do you know that?
I don't know. I guess it's just, like, I just know her, you know? Like, I've mm-hmm. came to know her, and I know when he makes, like, when he, like, her face becomes, like, like, I don't know how to explain, like, rigid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you cannot tell if she's happy or mad.
Okay, but so she's it's kind of a very plain expression. Just kind of like,
you know she's mad because you know her, but mm-hmm. she tries to, like, hide it from you.
Okay. So now, when so that's how she usually reacts. Has there ever been a time where you hit a bad shot and she she had like a bad reaction, like something that upset you a little bit?
One time that I went almost to OB.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I went to OB and I thought I went to OB, but she told me that she saw the ball in, but I pick it up because I thought it was out, and she yelled at me. And since that day, I got so mad at her, and like I played really bad from there. So she never tells me anything. Like since that, like she learned to. That if she tells me something, I'm gonna get mad, and I'm gonna be thinking about it. So
yeah. So, what happened was you did go into OB or
yeah, like I mean, she told me the ball was in, but I saw it out. Like I saw it was out, so I picked it up.
Okay.
So she got mad at me. Like I never knew if it was in or out. I just picked it up because I thought it was out. But okay. Got pretty mad.
All right. So she has had a bad reaction before, but ever since then, it's kind of like she hasn't done that.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, like, now that you know, like, this is kind of like how she's going to respond to things. This is how she usually responds. How does that make you feel when you hit a bad shot when she's there?
Usually I hate when she follows me. Like I talked with her when my freshman year, and I told her she pressured me a lot. Even though she didn't tell me anything, her presence made me like nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not nervous because I know her. It's just like I know she's looking at, you know, like I feel like a stranger is invading my territory, even though I trust her. So when she's there and I hit a bad shot, I just like feel watched, you know, like I feel like someone is like watching me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable.
So it's kind of like you feel added pressure when she's around.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I actually think I noticed that when I observed you guys in St. Mary's. I noticed that she was very good at sticking with the other girls. And she would just quickly see you at the end of it, and then she'll move on. She never, like, stayed with you for an entire hole, really.
Yeah, she knows I hate it. Like, she just comes and tells me, like, hey, do you need something? Do you need a snack or whatever? And then she leaves.
Okay. So you had that conversation with her where you told her, listen, like, I don't like it if you follow me, so please
stay away.
Okay, very interesting. I had similar experiences when I was a player, so it's good to see I wasn't the only person. Okay, so now that, you know, she does keep her distance, you feel like that works better for you when she's not around, even if you're having, like, a really bad round?
Yes, I play more relaxed.
Okay.
And like, if I'm playing good, when she comes, I feel I'm going to start playing bad. And when I'm playing bad, I just feel it's going to get worse.
Okay. Good to know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can definitely relate to that. So, in your opinion, actually, no, before I ask you that, tell me a little bit, what kind of coaches have you had just ever since you started playing golf? Have you had female coaches or have you had male coaches?
I've always had men coaches, and it's just different because like girls know how to like control you mentally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And guys don't get like they don't, I don't know, like they don't know how to get on your mind that easily. Like a men's coach can tell you something and you're like, eh, I don't care. Okay, fine. But when coach talks to us, like she knows how we're thinking because she's a girl, you know? So I feel it's harder, but at the same time it's better because you can connect better.
Like with a female coach.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do you say you feel like it's harder? Like what about it makes it harder?
With her
mm-hmm.
or with a men's?
Oh, so with a men's coach, it's harder than what it is with a female coach.
But also, I feel like it would be sometimes hard with a girl because... Mm-hmm. I don't, like... Girls think in a different way than men. Like, mm-hmm. girls are more complicated, so... She can, like... If you tell her something, she can react differently mm-hmm. than a man would act, you know?
Yeah. So it's kind of like there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah, exactly.
So you said that coaches get... it's kind of like they're more in tune with emotions. Like they understand the emotions that a girl goes through during the round. More so than a male coach. So tell me in terms of that and, you know, like... Now that you know what it's like having a male coach and what it's like having a female coach, do you have a preference between the two?
I think... I don't know. I think... I mean, I have had really good men's coach
mm-hmm.
coaches. So, like, I've worked all my life with men coaches. So, like, I was used to.
Mm-hmm.
And changing to a woman, it was different, but at the same time, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt I could, like, trust her more. And I could tell her more stuff. Like, for example, if I'm not feeling well or I have cramps, I feel that I can tell her more easily than a guy.
Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. There's definitely a level of comfort there that you can't experience with a male coach. So would you say if you were given the choice, you know, moving on past this, like moving on past college sports and you try, you know, if you wanted to pursue it or you change schools or something, if you had the choice between a male coach and a female coach, would you... have a preference between the two, or does it really not matter to you?
I think I would actually choose a men's coach.
Choose a men's coach?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I love having a woman's coach, but also I feel sometimes it can, like, get too... I feel like when it's a girl, sometimes you tell her more things than you should, because mm-hmm. it's... a girl, so you feel you can talk with her about everything, and it's not true. Mm-hmm. Like, she's your coach, you know? She's, like, you have to, you can't tell her everything.
Yeah.
So, I think I would choose a guy. I mean, I feel, for golf purposes, a guy.
Yeah. So, you kind of prefer having that, like, that professionalism in the relationship. You don't want it to be too close. Like, you still want to be, he needs to be the coach, I'm the player, and we're not really going to cross boundaries there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, of course, I don't like when coaches are mean. My mm-hmm. sister used to have a coach that was super mean with her,
mm-hmm.
and he was a guy. But, like, I think professionalism is very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, very, very, very interesting. Okay, I really appreciate your input. Okay, so now tell me, now we're going to transition back to the golf shots. So tell me, like, in your opinion, in general, what would you say is the best way for your coach to respond to a bad shot? Just, like, in general? And then how would you prefer for a coach to respond to your bad shot just for you?
I think in general, they would have to just, like, try to keep it neutral mm-hmm. because the players have enough pressure and it's not like they miss it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm a super, like, relaxed player.
Mm-hmm.
So when I miss a shot, like, I don't get super... like, oh, no, you know, like, I just let it go, and I try to do the best I can mm-hmm. from where I am. So, and I think my coach knows that. Like, she, we have been able to get a good communication in a sense that when I miss a shot, she knows I'm gonna do good the next one, you know? Like, she knows that I'm not gonna just
give up.
I'm just, like, nervous and I'm gonna miss it. Like, she, like, I know that if she trusts, like, if she reacts in a way that I know that she's trusting me, I will do good.
Okay. So it sounds like it's kind of like the same for you in both aspects. Like, the way you would advise a coach to react just in general is similar to how you would want a coach to react to yourself. Very good. All right, so now we're going to talk about practice a little bit. So obviously I got to see you guys during practice rounds as well. So tell me a little bit, like, how does coach differ during a practice round compared to a tournament round? Like, how does her behavior change?
In a practice round, we talk with her more. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't get mad if we miss a shot or if she doesn't, you know, like, and when we're qualifying or when we're back home, you can feel more tension.
Interesting. So you feel more tension in practice than what you do during a tournament?
Yes. Like, I feel more tension qualifying. In practice, no. Like, we talk with her and she's very, like, calm. But when we're qualifying and we're playing wrong, or we're playing bad, you can feel her tension.
Very interesting.
So, and in the practice round, she's just like, like, if we meet shots, she knows that we're just, like, not that focused.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like you prefer her during tournament rounds, in a way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Very interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, so tell me, what's the worst reaction coaches ever had to one of your bad shots during practice or, you know, qualifying or one of those rounds? Like, what's the worst reaction she's ever had?
I think she has it, like, she just, like, her face gets red.
Yeah.
Like, not much.
So it's kind of like she has very similar reactions to tournament and practice rounds, kind of.
Yeah, okay. She's, like, very neutral in her face. But, you know, my coach, the thing with my coach is that she's not the type of coach that shouts unless she's really mad or we play really bad.
Yeah.
In a tournament. But it's like that, those silent, mad persons that just by the way she... You look at her and her face is, you know she's mad.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand that. So has that happened before, like after a tournament and maybe the team didn't play well at all, that she has actually, like, yelled, like, verbally angry?
Several times.
Ah, interesting. Very interesting. And, like, does knowing that she's going to... like, respond in that way, does that affect you on the course?
I think yes, a little. Like, obviously we're scared. Like, not scared, we just don't want to deal with it, you know? So we just, like, oh no, she's gonna get mad. Like, every time we play mad, we're like, oh no, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, we know she's gonna get mad. Like, we know her.
Yeah. And do you feel like knowing that that's going to happen, do you feel like that might affect your actual performance as well, to where you actually start playing worse instead of playing better?
I think it does. I mean, that's why I don't like her to come watch me, because at least when she comes, I can tell by her face if the team is playing good or bad. So I prefer her not to come, so that way, even though I play bad, like, it didn't affect me, you know? Because if I see her and I know she's mad because everyone is doing bad, then I get, like, pressure that I have to play good. So that affects me.
Very, very interesting. So how long have you been playing for coach? McNeil?
2 years.
2 years, okay, so
well,
you're...
1 year and a half, and what's been from the semester, so almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, so you're a sophomore?
Yes.
Very interesting, okay. So do you feel like it's going to stay that way? You're going to ask her not to follow you at all for the rest of your 2 years, or do you think like you might get to a comfort level where her presence won't bother you as much anymore?
I think it's not going to change.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Because yeah.
I just play more comfortable, and yeah. I hate when someone's trying to control the way I play.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not very like, hey, do the shot, or... But sometimes she can tell you things and just... You just want to do them because she told you to. So yeah. I think that's not good for me.
Yeah. So she knows not to follow you, like, in tournaments. Is that the same when you're, like, qualifying?
No, she comes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're playing all together and everyone likes for coach to go, so I just have to deal with him.
Yeah. Well,
and I hope terrible in qualifiers.
I commend you for qualifying for tournaments then, because I imagine it's very hard for you then.
Yeah. Yes, I don't like when she comes. I mean, I don't play... It's not that I play bad because of her, but I just feel better mm-hmm. when she's not there.
Yeah. No, and I completely understand that. Do you think that would have been different if coach was a male? Do you think you would have been more at ease, or do you think you would have asked the same thing, like, don't follow me?
I don't know. I think she wouldn't have understand. He wouldn't have understand like coach did.
Yeah.
Because there was one tournament that a men's coach, he told me, like, if I was your coach, I would tell you to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess coach took it super good.
Yeah. No, that's good. And so there are times on the course, like you said, when she does see you. Like, if she asks you if you need a snack or anything like that. So in those short moments, does she ever, like, encourage you, like, you know, keep playing well, or you go, girl, I don't know. Does she ever say anything like that, or is it just strictly, hey, do you need anything? Okay, bye.
Yeah, she just directly, like, she's not very cheering. She's okay. Not a very cheering person.
Okay.
Like, she's super nice, but she tends to be a little negative sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's not very cheerful.
Would you prefer for her to be cheerful? Would you have liked that a little bit more, or doesn't it really matter to you? Or
I think I would like that, because all my coaches were like that, and my parents, and
mm-hmm.
I am like that. You know, like, I never get mad for a bad shot, mm-hmm. so... I would prefer if she would be a little bit more, like, cheerful. Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay, well, that is very, very interesting. I don't really have... Actually, I'm going to ask you one more question, and so this is back to practice. So now that you know she does... She's there during practice, okay? She is going to see you. She's not going to avoid you. And so if you hit a bad shot during practice... how would you prefer for her to respond, since you know that, you know, she's there, you can't ask her to just leave. How would you prefer for her to respond to a bad shot?
I think I would just prefer for her to, like, maybe be a little cheerful, like, hey, it's okay, don't worry.
Yeah, just a little bit more encouraging.
Yeah.
And, during tournaments, does she ever talk to you about actual technique? Like golf like?
No, never, never.
Okay, that's good. But does she do that? I'm assuming she does that during practice.
Sometimes, yes, but because I'm not very a technical person. Mm-hmm. I'm more like a sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So Like, I usually never hit balls in the range. I'm more like, I'm always in the putting green and chipping. So, like, she knows it better that if she wants to tell me something I'm doing wrong in my swing, she would tell me, like, after.
Okay. Very interesting. So, is short game your strongest part of your game?
Yeah.
Good. Amen. Drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have any more questions for you. You did great. You said some very interesting things, so I look forward to analyzing it.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry you can't see my face.
No.
I'm gonna talk by phone, and I'm still.